Get to Old Navy Saturday only. Women's and girls' tanks are on sale for just $2. That's right, just $2. No better tanks, no better price. Just $2. One day only, Saturday only at Old Navy. Valid 6/29, select styles only. In-store only, limit 5. Get to Old Navy Saturday only. Women's and girls' tanks are on sale for just $2. That's right, just $2. No better tanks, no better price. Just $2. One day only, Saturday only at Old Navy. Valid 6/29, select styles only. In-store only, limit 5.
Welcome to the WWE Podcast, a weekly show dedicated to discussing the current pro wrestling product through all of the good.
AJ Styles is the WWE World Champion!
And the bad.
Number 30. The big dog is gonna hunt!
And now, here's your host, the man who doesn't play a bad guy on TV and loves sharing his passion for a Roman Reigns heel turn, Matt Corsell.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the WWE Podcast. Thank you for joining me. This is Thursday, August 30th, 2018. I'm back. I apologize for some of the sparsity in which I've been releasing these shows. Many of you know. But for those of you who don't know, I have a newborn at home and working full-time and kind of another side job that I have. And then a full-time job of taking care of a newborn. It's very difficult to get these in. But when I can, I will. And trust me, the last few weeks of WWE programming have given me a lot to think about, a lot to digest, and a lot that I want to get off my chest when it comes to the world of professional wrestling and when it comes to the WWE specifically, hence appropriately named the WWE Podcast. You guys can follow me on Twitter at the WWE Podcast. Pretty good handle, right? And I would love to interact with you guys. I'm trying to tweet out as much as I can. And so there's a lot going on in WWE, a lot of curveballs that WWE's throwing us, a lot of confusion, to be honest with you. We're going to get to that with Braun Strowman and The Shield and Roman Reigns, and if WWE is finally making progress in the Roman Reigns 4-year long project. But let me start with probably the hottest topic in WWE. And I believe it supersedes the Braun Strowman Shield angle. It supersedes the Roman Reigns angle. It supersedes AJ Styles and Samoa Joe. And that is the heel turn of Becky Lynch. And I say heel turn as I'm doing air quotes because is it really a heel turn? In 2018, is this really a heel turn? I really don't believe that the reaction that Becky got at SummerSlam and subsequently on SmackDown Live the past 2 weeks have really been in sync with what WWE expected. You know, they can't continue to blame this on Bizarro World, on major markets just trying to be defiant. I think that's nonsense. I think being defiant is nonsense. When it comes to crowds coming in to pay their money just to have fun, it's not. I go to WWE to have fun, but by having fun means I vocalize how I feel. So when they try to label the reactions that don't fall in sync with the story they're telling, they say it's raucous. They say it's a polarizing crowd. They say it's Bizarro World. They like to say that it is the Monday Night Raw after WrestleMania, that they boo people, they cheer, and cheer people, they boo. But interestingly, none of that has been used as an excuse over the last few weeks. And I applaud WWE for not leaning on that terrible excuse oftentimes. And so getting back to the Becky Lynch saga, turning heel was, and I believe, is one of the best decisions WWE made, but not for the reasons that they originally intended of making her heel to try to elevate Charlotte. Unfortunately, Charlotte is collateral damage in this entire story because it's not as if people dislike Charlotte It's that they are so behind Becky and have been invested in her story for years and know her backstory, know the struggle, know the misbooking, and sometimes the mistreatment and underuse and underutilization of Becky Lynch, that when they finally give her the shot, it's not that they dislike Charlotte, they just like Becky Lynch a lot more. It's very similar to the Daniel Bryan rise to the main event of WrestleMania. And Becky Lynch, when she turned heel, I believe the reason people are behind her is not just because they know the story and the struggle, but it's, okay, we've seen Charlotte champion, been there, done that. Becky's story is one that is such a trial and tribulation, scratching and clawing to get to the top, only to be sideswiped by Charlotte and pinned by her own best friend, that when she slapped Charlotte, it was I believe that the fans were living vicariously through Becky, that it's the frustration of years of finally getting to the main event of SummerSlam, only to have it turned into a triple threat and her best friend pin her cleanly. Charlotte has done nothing wrong, but she's collateral damage in all of this. And I believe this could be one of the best decisions WWE has ever made, not on purpose, as I said, for the original purpose and story and direction they wanted to take her character, but because the fans are so behind her and it's now coming to fruition that, number one, the edge that Becky Lynch is showing is a new depth to her character. It's a new level of depth to her character than just the Irish last kicker that, you know, comes out, puts on good matches, is underutilized. It is a new face of Becky Lynch that I'm loving. The fans are loving. I don't believe that there's anything they can do to Becky at this point to turn her truly heel and actually not just have on paper have her heel, but get the real heel reaction. I don't believe that there is. They tried to have her turn on the crowd last week. The crowd didn't buy it. They continue to support Becky. Becky comes out in black, in a black shirt. I believe that that's on purpose. People are making comparisons from Stone Cold Steve Austin to Becky Lynch. Look, Stone Cold is one of the most successful, if not the most successful, money-drawing individuals in professional wrestling history. But I understand the parallels of being kind of an anti-authority badass. Yes, she's attacking from behind, but man, she's got an edge. She's got a mean streak now. She's got an attitude, and she's got attitude for a reason. That is why this isn't going to work. She has attitude for a reason, and the fans understand and can relate to the frustration, which is why this is not ever going to work as a heel. I mean, I don't know why they fight it. I don't understand. I'm not following WWE's logic of turning these individuals, although, like I said, this is going to be extremely beneficial for Becky, but not in the original writing plans that they had when they decided to make this turn for Becky. Just as Braun Strowman turning heel doesn't make a whole lot of sense right now on the Monday Night Raw side, and we'll get to that in a moment. But the Becky Lynch turn, I'm loving it. To me, it's what I'm looking forward to the most on SmackDown Live right now. Even more, just by a hair from AJ Styles and Samoa Joe, that is up there too. And I will get to the Samoa Joe really just awesome job that he's been doing lately. And I'm really loving that. But from a pure reaction standpoint, I want to hear how the fans react on a weekly basis to Becky. I want to see what she does. I want to see how her body language speaks to me. I want all of that because it's such a new face of her and a badass that has been really just kind of boiling beneath the surface and is finally coming out. And it's the heel turn. You can say on paper it's a heel turn. It's a baby face with an edge is what it is, which I guess is why you get the comparison to Stone Cold, who was never truly a baby face in the baby face traditional sense. I mean, he was a heel or a baby face with an edge. And that is what Becky Lynch is. And I am very interested to see where they go with this. Obviously, Hell in a Cell with Becky and Charlotte should be very, very interesting from a crowd reaction standpoint. They can book this all they want to make Charlotte become the cheered or babyface in that match. I have a very, very strong suspicion of the day when they roll into that arena at Hell in a Cell that it is going to be a heavy pro-Becky crowd. And I'm very interested to see the outcome of that match. I don't believe Becky will win, early prediction, but I do expect a very loud, vocal reaction for Becky in that match. And you know, speaking of turns, and I can't talk about a podcast or have a podcast without a little bit of a mention of Roman Reigns, and this isn't a rant, but you know what? This is actually going to be me praising WWE for, after 4 years, making some headway of at least not getting the fans to destroy Roman Reigns on a weekly basis. While the crowd was fairly negative, strongly, but not overwhelmingly, like, crazy, like, vile against him that they were the Monday Night Raw after WrestleMania 33 when he beat The Undertaker, he is getting he's got the Shield. That is Vince's ace in the hole here, where if he's, well, he's aligned with the Shield. I don't dislike the Shield. So I can't hate Roman because he's with the Shield. And it's such a, it's a sham that they have to use that as a crutch. You can't tell me that Roman Reigns is being cheered because, or not being cheered because he has good matches. How can you not cheer him? Well, come on. It's way more than that. And you know what? Getting back to the positives here, they have made headway in the very good booking. Roman is seemingly more comfortable on the mic. They've seemed to, I guess, cut the cords or the training wheels off of his promos and just let him be him a little bit more. And it's coming through the screen. But, you know, more importantly, okay, you're making progress. And say, you know what, say he becomes the top babyface and he gets the appropriate babyface reaction in the next few months. They get to where they finally wanted to be with Roman Reigns. Was it really worth the last 4 years of lost income? Because that's what you're ultimately after, right? Money. You're a business. Was it really worth that 4 years that you could have made him one of the hottest heels in WWE and had him work with individuals that could have got over even more because they hate Roman so much? Was it really worth 4 years of rejection just to finally get to say you finally made it? Now, okay, now you made it. Can you, number one, sustain it? And was it worth the loss that you could have been making over the last 4 years of Roman as a hot-ass heel, because he would have been awesome, and having the loss of the babyfaces getting cheered and making money and selling t-shirts to go against the corporately created Roman Reigns and corporately pushed Roman Reigns? Was it really worth it? Ask yourself that. Ultimately, if WWE is successful, or Vince McMahon on his hell-bent mission to make Roman Reigns the not just booked and on paper babyface, but the executed, and that's the key word, the successfully executed babyface that he has been trying to make Roman Reigns to be and form fit a square in a round hole for the last 4 years. Was it worth it? Ask yourself that. So that's my Roman Reigns bit on the week. But let's also talk about Braun Strowman, because Braun Strowman has, I think, been on a downturn, at least from a babyface to heel, since Kevin Owens. The Kevin Owens feud, in my eyes, really started to change my perception of Braun Strowman. I don't think it just happened instantly in a moment this past week when he aligned himself with Dolph Ziggler and Drew McIntyre. I really don't believe that it happened in an instant with no warning. And the reason I say that is because think about the Kevin Owens feud. Kevin Owens was trying to be his friend. He was trying to befriend Braun Strowman. And what did Braun Strowman do? Bullied him. Braun Strowman continued to on a weekly basis bully Kevin Owens. Okay, he threw him off the stage in a porta potty. Number one, not funny. Bad payoff in my eyes for all the work that he did dragging him out onto the stage just to push him off, you know, what, 3 foot stage? Okay. Bullied him, threw him off the top of a cage, onto a table, all of that. For what? What did Kevin Owens ever do to Braun Strowman? Okay, that is to me that I felt sympathy for Kevin Owens during that entire feud. So to me, whether it was intentional or not, that is where the turn really started, was that program. And now you have Braun turn on Roman in the middle of the match. And again, props to WWE for the booking of this and having the Toronto crowd not cheer Braun Strowman as he took out Roman Reigns and took out all the members of the Shield. Strategic booking as each member of the Shield came out one by one and got beaten down as they all came out. And it's clear here who the good and bad guys are. That's not an antiquated term. That is what it is. I know Vince will say it's antiquated. It's still how you make money. Good guys and bad guys. Okay? You can say, that's outdated. That's antiquated. That's not how it works anymore. Really? Okay. So, and I've made this argument before, but this is the argument and arguments. You're watching a movie. You have an antagonist and a protagonist. Good guys and bad guys. People you want to see die or get beat up, if you're watching action-adventure, or really any, sometimes even comedies have protagonists and antagonists. And people you want to see succeed. That's just human nature, human psychology. So if WWE wants to try to tell us and sell us that this is, it's just about the reaction, is there noise? Is there any volume level at all? Nonsense. Garbage. That is just folly. It's folly. I know. That's a strong word. Folly. That is what it is. It's nothing more than corporate speak to cover their asses from sponsors looking at them as not being successful in executing their online or online on-air storylines. That is all it is corporate speak and drinking the Kool-Aid and it's nonsense. That's all it is. Because I'm trying not to curse on this podcast. So, although I've done it before, and if I have, it's labeled as explicit. So, my question, though, is it's such an interesting dynamic, because where does WWE go from here with Braun Strowman and this newly found faction? I mean, I kind of had a hunch that when the Shield reunited, that there's really no three-person faction that they can really feud with. I mean, they had to kind of create one out of the woodwork. And they did. And this program will likely go a few months with, you know, Braun Strowman and Roman Reigns being at the center of it as they continue to fight for the championship, the Universal Championship. I don't believe that Braun Strowman is going to win. With this long-ass journey that WWE has taken us on of, can we just get this Roman Reigns Universal Championship win over with? I mean, that's where we were at, and we finally got it, okay? And I tweeted this out, too, that you know, we finally got the Roman Reigns Universal Championship win that we've all been, the majority of us, dreading for the last, I don't know, 6 months. We all thought it was coming at WrestleMania. Then we thought it was coming at overseas. I'm drawing a blank. We all thought it was happening there. And then we thought it was happening at SummerSlam, and we finally get it, okay? We got it. It's over with. It's done. Now this was WWE's and Vince McMahon's crowning moment in his mind, and we can all finally move on. One other thing here, though, and I will touch on this as my time is limited. I hate to jump around, but these are the main things I'm thinking about. And I tweeted this out, too. So this is why you should follow me on Twitter, guys, the WWE Podcast. So I said, what was it, 5 days ago? But I guess that all depends on when you're listening to this. I said, I know it's super early in the game, but think about how phenomenal of a heel run Ronda Rousey will have when it's time. She's got a built-in mean streak. And anyone facing her will instantly be the underdog. So it creates an awesome babyface story anytime you have anyone facing Ronda Rousey. So right now you have heels facing her, cheating to try to beat her, cheating and hitting her from behind, having other people help her to win. And so think about Ronda Rousey as a badass, coming out, destroying her opponents, trying to find somebody to beat down Ronda Rousey. When you finally try to find that individual, Who will it be? Many people think at WrestleMania it could be Charlotte. That's the dream match, but will Ronda Rousey be heel by then? I don't think so. I think we're a long way from Ronda Rousey turning heel. But think about that. Just some food for thought of how good of a heel she could be. And I really have nothing bad to say about Ronda Rousey. Could her promos use work and maybe she puts the microphone up to her lips a little closer? Yeah, for sure. Of course. But to me, promos are actually more difficult, you know, speaking from experience, of course, are more difficult than the in-ring product. I really do believe that because promos are not just something you memorize. It's something that comes from your guts and something you have to believe. And if you don't believe it, the crowd isn't going to believe it. So could Ronda use a little bit of help in that area? Sure. But these are things that are fixable. Things that you can't really teach and things that are very rare are the it factor. Ronda Rousey has it. She has an amazing, well-documented martial arts background. She has a very unique style in the ring. She didn't become WWE-ized by doing suplexes and clotheslines and you know, I shouldn't say arm bars, but the basic style that every match seems to look and feel the same, Ronda does not. She has a unique feel, look, I don't want to say taste, but she checks all the boxes when it comes to the it factor, when it comes to uniqueness and not being able to take your eyes off the screen. She has all of that. And that's why she and WWE have done a great job on the booking, the execution. Her WrestleMania match with Kurt Angle versus Stephanie and Triple H was arguably one of the best matches on the card. And unbelievably, credit to everyone there. And so really, the sky's the limit for this woman. But I was just thinking about a heel turn. Maybe in a year, we can discuss this a little bit more. But eventually, she's going to run out of opponents to just steamroll through. And it's going to come to a point where she maybe goes on a bit of a losing streak, loses her temper, and just beats someone to holy hell and turns on the crowd and gives the crowd that nasty look. I could just see it. We're a ways away, but it's possible. I was concerned that when Ronda won at SummerSlam, that it may be too early for her to win the championship. I personally may not have done it, although so far so good. I would have put her on a little bit more of a journey, but they didn't. And you know what? I'm okay with that because you have Alexa Bliss and Trish Stratus, who is aging well at the WWE. Wait for it. You have to say, it's almost as if you have to say it like this. At Evolution, WWE's first all-women's pay-per-view. You can't just say WWE Evolution. You have to follow up with what it is. I mentioned this, that it's going to get exhausting and nauseating by the time we actually get to late October. I mean, this is going to be a three-month, every-week promotion. It's getting already like, come on. If I was the crowd, I mean, at this point, I would boo. I would. Not that I don't believe it or support it, but it's... I don't like the corporate part of WWE. I really don't. Let me step back because I feel a rant coming. Anyway, let's move along here. So the other thing I want to talk about quickly is Undertaker and Triple H. You know, when this match was first announced, I'll be honest, I wasn't that excited for the Super Showdown in Melbourne, Australia. It's just, okay, it's nice. They're two great legends. Would I watch the match? Yes, as presently constituted. Of course I'm going to. But to me, I felt it's just another John Cena versus Undertaker that we saw a couple of months ago. At the Greatest Royal Rumble. That's the damn pay-per-view. I don't know why I couldn't think of that. With no fanfare, no promotion. Triple H and John Cena. Not Triple H. Not Undertaker and John Cena. Triple H and John Cena. So I figured it's one of those, like, okay, this is just an exhibition, means nothing. And the promo last Monday night with Triple H, you know, it was a very good promo. Triple H is one of the best in the game, no pun intended. He will sell you anything. I could be standing there, you know, with a water bottle, unopened, and he would be able to sell me the one that he has, same exact one, that it's better than the one I have. I mean, this guy is so good at making you believe what he's saying, because I think he believes what he's saying. Amazing how simple that concept is. So I'm more excited than I was originally. At least I appreciate WWE giving us some backstory. Why the hell is this happening? They just pulled it out of nowhere. give me a reason, and I'm glad. I'm glad they just did something. So I really do appreciate that. They're billing it as the last time ever. That's great. Fine. I understand. That's great. Give me something, and they did. So that's cool. You have Shawn Michaels who's going to be on Monday Night Raw this coming Monday. I like that. Obviously, I think he's going to be the one to give his 2 cents, and maybe they make him the referee again, and they have a redo of WrestleMania 26, 27. Don't quote me on that. But maybe they redo that. But nonetheless, I appreciate the backstory that they're trying to tell, and we'll see. We'll see what happens there. AJ Styles and Samoa Joe, I just want to close on that, and then I'll wrap up here. I think these two are doing an excellent job. And this is not a knock to AJ, but I feel like Samoa Joe's a little bit more interested in this feud than AJ is. I don't know why I'm getting that. I feel like AJ's on autopilot. And I feel as if Samoa Joe is really putting 200% into all of his promos, into his actions, everything. And he is one of the purest, true heels that WWE has. I hope they put the belt on him in Hell in a Cell. He could be a hell of a WWE champion and a great heel one. And to be honest, daylight's burning. Samoa Joe's not getting any younger, okay? He's got a lot of mileage on that body. If you're going to pull the trigger on Samoa Joe, do it now. And I hope they do, because AJ's held it for a while. It would mean something for Samoa Joe to beat AJ and beat him soundly, beat him in a vicious way, and make Samoa Joe that top heel guy, that number one he already is, in my estimation, a true heel to every sense of the word, and make AJ Chase or, you know, a number of other baby faces on the roster. To me, a heel champion and having baby faces chase is always a better story to tell, because it's the journey to get to the top of the mountain and dethrone the evil heel, the evil protagonist. So, all right, well, that's all I got. So, guys, thank you for joining me. Please follow me on Twitter at the WWE Podcast. Always interested in hearing from you guys. Always appreciate the comments. I know that many of you have tweeted me and said, where the hell's the new podcast? I believe me, it's on the radar. I haven't forgotten, and I don't want to use my phone, because when I use my phone to record shows, it has that clicking sound in the back, and it's just, I don't know, something with the mic, with the app. I don't know. So I want to get in and have good audio quality in my studio. Yes, I have a studio. I'm saying that tongue in cheek, and be able to provide some daily, or not daily, but some quality audio for you guys, because I'm all about quality, really am. So, guys, thank you. Please rate and review me on iTunes or Apple Podcasts, which it is now known as. Spreaker is also a great place to do that. Anywhere you can rate and review me, I do appreciate that, and many of you have done that. And so that's all I got for today, guys. I'll talk to you next week. I'm going to say that because I really am going to make an effort to do it. Everybody take care. I'll talk to you next time.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn, ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn, tell people to stay off the lawn, compare it to your neighbor's lawn, and complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Get to Old Navy Saturday only. Women's and girls' tanks are on sale for just $2. That's right, just $2. No better tanks, no better price. Just $2. One day only. Saturday only at Old Navy. Valid 6/29. Select styles only. In-store only. Limit 5.